Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, May 9th of 2022. I'm your host, the Miracle Man Show, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's good to be with you, wherever you're tuning in from, however you found us. I'm glad that you're with us. It's a blessing. And I do apologize for the late start. It had been set up for tomorrow by mistake. It had been set up for tomorrow. The show, I mean, had been set up for tomorrow. So we got that corrected. And so we are live on the air with you. Now, will there still be a show tomorrow? Yes, there will still be a show tomorrow. Yes. So I don't want you to sit there and think that that meant that it canceled tomorrow night's show. No. We're still going to have tomorrow night's show. We're still going to have Wednesday night's show, just as we normally do. I had told you a couple weeks ago that there was a chance that maybe I wouldn't be here Wednesday night because of Chicago. But, yes, I'm still going to Chicago. But, yes, I will be here Wednesday night. Yes, there will be a show Wednesday night. So you can let your mind rest easy on that so that you kind of know, you know what's going down. That's what the plan is that there will still be a show tomorrow night. There will be a show on Wednesday night. And yes, tonight's going on too, because I'm live right now. Just so you kind of have the idea. Okay. Yes. Good. So, that being said, I hope all of you had a very good, nice Mother's Day with your mother. Got a chance to call her. Got a chance to see her. Anything like that. My hope is that you got a chance to either see her or, if not, call her. Because, after all, our mothers are the ones who brought us into the world. I mean, I thank God for mine. It was a good day. I went up to my grandpa's up in the Cadillac area. That was actually the thing that my mom wanted most for Mother's Day, was to see her dad, also known as my grandpa. And it was a great thing that we got to be able to see him. And he's up there in age, in his late 80s. But I said, you know, I love him, and I was glad that we got to go be with him for a few hours, and it meant a lot to us to get to be able to do that for him. And then my dad is getting ready to embark on his trip to India to go do the missionary work and go to the different villages as well as to different slums. and she's honestly looking forward to it. I'm going to miss him. My mom is going to miss him. She'll make it 3.5 weeks without him, but I don't know how. Oh, but she will. And it's going to be hot there in India. We got warmth coming now here where I live here in Michigan. It was upper 70s today, but that doesn't compare to the 100-degree-plus weather that they are having in India. And so keep him in your prayers. And I believe God that any plan of the enemy is broken and dismantled, because that's what I'm believing for, is for any and every plan of the enemy to be completely broken, completely dismantled. That's what I would like to see happen. I mean, that's what I'm believing to see happen. Amen. And so, I know that God is going to do it, because his word is not void. I believe his promises are yes and amen. Not maybe, or I don't know if I'll do it or not. No. Not the God I serve. The God I serve, his promises are yes and amen. And so, see here, what was I going to say? Oh, I want to talk a minute about this whole sanctity of life thing. Life begins at conception. When you're pregnant, you're carrying a child. And that life of that child is precious. And there were people out there this week in different states and different places here in this country. The Supreme Court, there was a leak of a draft that was brought out by Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, about the whole railway thing, and based on that thing, the draft makes it sound like it'll be overturned. The left, however, is literally now trying to get conservatives to change their votes. Conservative justices to try to change their votes. But I believe God that let the judges and the Supreme Court do the right thing, which is to overturn Roe and to take this issue back to the states. But the fact that they were doing all this protesting on Mother's Day week, makes me wonder. Do they want people to have children successfully or not? Just makes you wonder. By that, I mean those on the left. Not trying to endorse a certain political party, but I believe in the sanctity of life, and that life for the baby is the right choice. Babies have a right to live. I mean, I thank God that my mom gave me the right to live, the chance to live, and that I was not aborted. Because I could have been, but I wasn't. And I'm alive today. And so, we'll just believe God that the right decision is made. And I just figured, you know, that I was just going to give my 2 cents based on the way I feel about it. Oh, I'm so sorry. That thing, this little thing came undone. Do you see this little cordy thing down there on the ground by me, Shannon?
Yeah.
No, it's not on the...
Got it?
I got her back.
Okay.
I got it back from the jaws of defeat, as they say. I'm glad I got it back because I thought it had fallen to the floor, but thankfully no, it didn't, because didn't want it to fall that far, because I wanted it back because I wanted to be able to, you know, use my equipment and what have you. Now, let me mention something else real quick. Now, to lighten it up a bit from what we talked about a second ago, by lighten it up, I don't mean like, you know, what I said felt like needed to be said at some point. But for something a little more, you know, so summer's coming up, and you can celebrate the warmer weather by going to your local McDonald's to pick up an any size soft drink, Coca-Cola soft drink from your local McDonald's, or as I like to call it, McDonald's. And at most locations in most markets, you can grab an any size soft drink for a dollar. Unfortunately, there are some southern markets who have decided that they no longer have to participate. The particular ones that I'm referring to are Houston, Texas, and the state of Florida, and like the far southern parts of Alabama. Mostly. Apparently they think they don't need to participate. Why would they think that these whole markets don't need to why would these whole markets like in Florida and that think they don't need to participate in the promotion anymore?
I'm not sure.
But in my mind they do need to participate. They do. So, and in my mind, I don't want to hear anything about inflation as an excuse. I've heard that excuse enough. Don't want to hear it again. They can cough it up another way. I mean, I mean, if in my mind, if New York and San Francisco are participating, then Houston better.
Right.
You say, why do I zero in? Why am I comparing it to Houston? Because Houston's one of the cheaper big cities that there are. And is that part of why Houston's one of my favorite cities? Yeah, it is. And also it is the fourth biggest. And of the five biggest cities we have in our country, I would say Houston is certainly my favorite of the five. New York, Las Vegas, Chicago, Houston, and Philly. Houston is number four biggest. Certainly my favorite of all the top five. And even though I was only there for 24 hours, been wanting to go back for a while to Texas in general. And but price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. Simple joy of a summer day. And so, got that. All right. Now, a couple of things real quick. I want to remind you real quick. You can go about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how God has been so wonderful. All the different miracles that he's done in my life, the different healing miracles and everything else that he's done. It's been so awesome just to watch what he's done in my life, what he's done for me. And I'm excited about what he's going to do. I know he's not done with me. I'm going to see my healing made manifest completely once and for all. I know for a fact that I'm going to see it. I firmly believe that I'm going to see it. And it's not just this thing that I'm, you know, saying, hoping, amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Praise God. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing to you. The other thing I want to mention to you is sowing a seed into the Miracle Man program. And I want to thank those who have sown seed. And keep it coming. I know God's pleased with you. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And I believe God wants to bless us. I firmly believe it. And you go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla, which is my name. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I would like you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So please keep that in mind as you prepare to sow your seed. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. What does it have to do with giving? He chose to give. He wanted to give. He loved the world so much, so he gave his only Son. Whosoever believeth in him does not perish, but will have eternal life. Eternal means forever. Eternal doesn't mean for 100 years or 80 years or 70 years or whenever you pass on. That's your earthly life. I'm talking eternal. Eternal means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Now, God bless you as you give. I'm going to take a real quick station ID. I'll be right back, and then we'll get into a couple songs, and then we're going to get into the Word. And I'm going to start a series on Proverbs tonight. And we're going to go through all the different Proverbs and why they're so important. There's lots of good nuggets, lots of good things. So I'm looking forward to it. And I said I'll be right back.
Can you tell? No, I'll be right back.
And we're back. Told you I'd be right back. But I'm going to sing a couple songs, and like I said, and then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord for tonight. I refuse to believe. I refuse to agree with the lies they tell me. I take up my position, speak to all my conditions, take the authority you offer me. The word of the Lord in my mouth to bring about the change of your power. I step out, declare aloud your praise, I'll prophesy. Oh, 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 I'll prophesy. Oh, I'll prophesy. Oh, yeah. Stepping up to become what it is of me. I believe in your word and the spirit in me. I take up my position, speak to all my conditions, take the authority you offer me. The word of the Lord in my mouth to bring about the change, full of your power. I step out, declare aloud your praise, I'll prophesy. I'll prophesy. I'll prophesy. I'll praise you, God, for victory in me. I'll praise you, for you lives in me. I'll praise you, your power is for me. I'll praise you, for his power is for me. I'll praise you, for your spirit lives in me. I'll praise you, your power is for me. The word of the Lord in my mouth to bring about the change. I love your power. Step out to bring about your praise. I'll prophesy. I'll prophesy. I'll prophesy. Yeah. I'll prophesy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mother's name we are breathing. Because the God I serve knows only how to triumph. And I know how this story ends. Oh, I know how this story ends. Oh, I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see my victory. I'm going to see my victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see my victory. I'm going to see my victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, you take, Lord. You take what the enemy meant. You turn it for us. Oh, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes, you do. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we have victory in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. For you have never failed me yet. Oh, waiting for change to come. Knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Oh, no. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Nope. Your word will come to pass. Not world word. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my promise. You never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I've seen you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I see you do it again. Yeah, I see you move. You move the mountains, and I believe. I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe. I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. Thank you, Lord. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is your promise. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. You've never failed. Still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. You never failed me yet. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have confidence in you. Thank you, Lord. You don't fail us. You don't fail us. You haven't failed us yet, nor will you fail us, Jesus. You will not fail us. Thank you, Jesus. We've seen you move. We've seen you move mountains. We've seen you do the impossible before, and you know, Jesus, I know you're going to do it again for us. Thank you, Master, that you're with us right now. You're strengthening us. You're helping us as we go through our lives, and you're helping us to be more like you, to be the people that you have called us to be. Thank you, Master, for this time tonight, for all these people who have made that determination to tune in to this broadcast from wherever these people are, whatever these people are doing. And I thank you that they are tuned in to us, whoever they are, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. And I give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing right now in us. And I thank you for this time in your word tonight, that you'll reveal things to us tonight. Thank you for these wonderful proverbs that we're going to start reading tonight. And I just thank you, Master, for your hand on me, that you use me tonight as an oracle, that you speak to these listeners, you reveal yourself to them as I read from your scriptures, and then exhort and teach, preach on them. And that you anoint the ears of these listeners to hear, that they would be concentrated on you. And I thank you that these listeners tonight, that you meet all of their needs, every need represented on this program by these listeners. Thank you that you're meeting those needs. You know what they have need of when I don't. And I thank you that you will meet these needs once and for all. Because you are the God who meets us where we are. That you help us, Lord God. And I thank you for these listeners, that you're revealing yourself to each and every one of them. And now, Master, I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips, and I want us to have that. So let's make our confession tonight. This is my Bible. I am what the word says that your word says that I am. I can do what your word says I can do. I can have what your word says I can have. This Bible is more than a storybook to me, more than a religious book to me, more than a history book to me. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name. Oh, if you got your Bible, wave that thing around and make the devil mad a bit. Yes. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. And I want to encourage you, stay with me. Whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along with me. Proverbs 1. And if you thought I was going to start with verse 1, well, you're correct. And I'm going to begin with verse 1. Amen. Proverbs 101 NIV. And it starts with this. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, and acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen, add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Let's look at this. Verse 8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for someone's blood, let's waylay some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us, and we will share a common purse. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all such, of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it. Verse 20. Wisdom calls aloud in the streets. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. How long will your simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery? And fools hate knowledge. If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called and no one gave heed, when I stretched out my hand, since you ignored all of my advice and would not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but they will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to hear the Lord, they did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice, my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways, and I will be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and will be at ease without fear of harm. Let me look at something real quick. Let's look at 2. My son, again, this is chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and will find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair. Of a good path. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you. And understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, to leave the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. It will save you also from the adulteries, from the wayward wife, of her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and has ignored the covenant that she made before God. For her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus you will walk in the ways of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land. And the unfaithful will be torn from it. So, you see, there's more. What you see here is, part of what you see here is, wisdom has a voice. It'll say, don't do that. You'll hurt yourself. It'll say, but there's natural wisdom, but then there's a God kind of wisdom. And the God kind of wisdom will say, you shouldn't do that. There's certain things. Don't go with these certain people. Don't go be living in sin. It'll say, stay clean. It'll say, and don't say, and if you're sitting here thinking that discipline's a bad word, no, it's not. Discipline is good. It's good to be disciplined. Some of us don't have much of it. And so it's not just about, you know, discipline, you know, to stay out of sin. It's so that you can be right in the ways of God. You know, giving attendance to reading the scriptures. Read your Bible. Pray. If you read your Bible and pray, you grow in the things of God. We used to have a song when we were little. It's like we would sing in the nursery. And we would sing in Kingdom 1 and Kingdom 2. Now they call it, you know, River Riders, Trailblazers, River Riders, and, you know, the different levels of extreme kids. But you see, read your Bible, pray every day, and you grow. It would say, don't read your Bible, don't pray every day, and you'll shrink. So see, if you're not reading your Bible, If you don't have the discipline to read your Bible, if you don't have the discipline to pray, you're not growing in the things of God. If you're not reading your Bible, not praying, but you're at least going to church, at least maybe you're doing some effort going to church, but you're not where God wants you to be. You want to be where God wants you to be. Because in these last days, folks, it's not a day to be playing around. It's not a day to just be messing around and not being wise. No. This is a day to be serious about God. And not just nope. And there's a God kind of wisdom. And wisdom isn't something that you just get when you get real old and have all kinds of gray hairs. Nope. And and so and wisdom, you know, she has a voice. If you listen, you could hear it. Doesn't have like a voice where like we can all actually hear him, like through hear her, the voice of wisdom, like through our own natural ears. And how it says in there, that proverb, you know, she raises her voice amongst the noisy streets. Well, they weren't driving cars in those days. They weren't driving, you know, all these semi-trucks and cars and buses and other and dump trucks and motorcycles and mopeds and different modes of transportation that people use. They must have been noisy and other means, but they were just saying in there. You were just saying, you know, she raises her voice and she acknowledges that nobody heard her. She was making her speech. Come to me. Come to me. Come be wise. And but you see, there's moral benefits of wisdom. And I've noticed over my years, for example, that, you know, the decline of society compared to when I was little. There are things that are now tolerated that were not tolerated 15, 20, 25 years ago. And then even prior to that. I mean, I'm only 32, going to be 33, but the decline's been on that, been ongoing for so many years. And the stuff that's permitted now, things that they're trying to encourage kids to do, and for parents to do with their kids, I'm not even going to tell you at all because some of it is very disturbing. But got to get back to this. Got to get back to God. And get back to the book. Get back to his ways. What America needs is to come back to God. You know why we now have school shootings in this country, listeners? You know what? And all these other things that have been happening in America with our young people? Because God was kicked out of school in the 60s. Because they kicked out prayer. Then in 73, they ruled that Roe v. Wade thing. And imagine if we could get God back in our schools. Just imagine what could happen. I mean, yes, there's times for the 3 hours, reading, writing, arithmetic. You say, well, Miracle Man, did you seriously call it arithmetic instead of arithmetic? Yep. I did. But there is a pastor from the state down to the south that I follow from time to time that has said it this way. At his church, they run a great Christian school, and they run a Bible college. Also, good spirit-filled Christian college there. But now they say, you know, there's the 3 R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's how he says. But, you know, I mean, and it wouldn't be a bad idea if they would truthfully pray before the start of the school day. But just imagine if we had young people leading the revival of America. Just imagine. But you see, part of what's happened, you know, when you kick God out, things happen that are not good. A certain political party in our country 10 years ago voted God out of that convention and booed him. Couple different times in one night, they voted him out. Really? Yep. Am I proud of it? No, I'm not the least bit. But for each one of us collectively, it's time for us to take this walk with God of ours seriously. Imagine if more of us actually, many more of us actually took our walk with God seriously. If we read our Bibles, if we prayed, if we told people about Jesus. if we went to church, invited people to church and they came? And your children were serving the Lord too. Just imagine how that could help reshape a country. And I know I've been talking a little bit about America, but that's the country where I'm from. Some of your listeners who are living in these other countries, you know, France and Germany, the different companies in countries in Africa and Asia, like United Arab Emirates and other places, and Brazil and South America and Mexico, Canada. These are all your different countries that are tuned into us, companies and countries. I don't know why I said that. Well, I kept saying companies. I don't know. Countries. All these different countries. And all you people and all these people. Get back to being serious about this walk with God. Get on fire. Because revival starts when people get hungry for it, when they get back to seeking Him, when they open their Bibles, when they pray, when they tell the people about God. Revival happens. So just because of you, you know, getting back to being disciplined, reading your Bible, praying, getting on fire for God. You know what that can do? Not only does that promote the wisdom, which, yeah, I'd like more wisdom from God. I hope you would too. But you know what else that can do? That can help bring out that last day's revival. Jesus said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all men. That means there will be a final outpouring, big time revival like hasn't been seen before. And you think you've seen revival. That final revival before the catching of away, you know, before the rapture. The early form of revivals won't be able to compare to it. I know that for a fact. But how we can get there is get to these basics. Reading your Bible, praying, building up your faith. Proverbs is a great book, and we're going to hit it again tomorrow and just continue on going through it. And sorry about that. I was just checking my phone. But, yeah, it's a great book, and we're just going to continue on. And be different. Proverbs. And I love it. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time in the Word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that you would make us wiser. Lord God, I pray that you would help us be more disciplined as we walk with you, that you would make us stronger, what you want us to be. Thank you that you are working on us. We're a work in progress. You're still working on us, making us who we ought to be. How loving and patient you are. And I give you praise and honor and glory, and I thank you that we will be doers of your word and not just hearers only, but that we will do these things in your name we pray. Amen. In terms of sports, the Tigers were swept in Houston by the Astros, including a big 4-0 loss yesterday. And Houston. The Tigers have the least amount of runs scored in baseball, tied with the Royals. Even Cincinnati, who's lost more games than Detroit, has scored more runs. So hopefully we can get back to scoring more runs and winning games again. We're going to need to if we want to get that wild card spot. All right, folks. Until tomorrow, God first, God always. So long, everybody.